This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ocean's 11 enjoyer Daryl in for Andy today. I'm Jeff Phelps.
It's a great movie.
Anytime I see it, I have to stop and watch. I still keep trying to figure out, you know, the scene in the vault.
How they pulled it off?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Jeff, they show you in the movie how they pulled it off.
Yeah, I know they show you how. I still don't think. Really? That really worked, huh?
You know what and the reason I remember this, because I watched it this week, with the... the passing of Val Kilmer. I watched a couple of Val Kilmer movies. So I rewatched the Batman Forever movie. You know, when he figures out the Enigma thing, he figures out the number code. I always have to rewind that to be like, okay, so how did he come up with Mr. E with all, like, you know, putting all the numbers together? So I feel your pain. I shouldn't make fun of you for that then.
Well, I didn't think you were making fun of me. I thought we were having a discussion, but now I know where you really stand. Thanks.
It's all love.
Thanks.
But I do the same thing.
As if I don't get enough of that from Andy.
I know.
Cavaliers can clinch it all up tonight, D.
Woo-hoo!
And talk about foregone conclusions. Whoever would have thought a foregone conclusion that the Cavaliers would be the number one seed in the Eastern Conference playoffs, but the magic number is 2, so they win tonight. Celtics lose. It could happen. You have to assume it's going to happen at some point here.
Big Suns fan tonight, Jeff. Huge, huge diehard Suns fan tonight.
Loving those Phoenix Suns. Good for the Cavs. It's been a phenomenal regular season. 61-15, the record right now. Second best record in the NBA.
Second best in franchise history, if I remember correctly.
I think that's correct.
Ties them for second best.
Third time that's more than 60, and first time without LeBron, which I don't know if anybody over there would admit it, but that's a huge deal for the organization.
Oh, it is a big deal.
It's a huge deal.
It's a big deal within that locker room.
Oh, you bet it is.
Donovan Mitchell has talked a little bit about this. Jared Allen has mentioned it as well, mostly because we ask him about it, you know. But they, in their heart of hearts, would love nothing more than to win an NBA championship to show everyone, with all due respect to LeBron, he isn't the only one that can win a championship in the city of Cleveland.
Although he's the only one that has. He and his team.
So. I understand that, but that is ultimately what they have their eye on. I feel like they're trying not to talk too much about it, but because we ask about it, but that they're hungry. They really are. I don't know if they got bored here in the last month or so.
Well, they're 5-5 in their last 10 games.
Or they got jet lagged, which is a possibility.
I was just going to ask you, do you think 5-5 in the last 10 games means anything?
No.
Now they're 5-1 in the last 6.
Yeah, I don't think it does. The schedule's been brutal. Like they had to, and part of it was because you had the March Madness here, right?
And they've had no practice time.
They had their first practice this week here in Cleveland in like over 50 days. Chris Fedor put out a great nugget recently. They hadn't been in the same city like for multiple games like since February. It's insane. They came off the West Coast trip, got in like at 7 in the morning, had to play a home game at 7 at night, then hop on a plane to go to Detroit to play again. Like, and I'm not making excuses for them, but there is a human element that comes into play here.
Sure.
The schedule gods have been absolutely brutal for them. The nice thing with the playoffs, and this is why I'm not concerned, is because they're going to have space between games. They're going to have an opportunity to hit the practice floor, break down film, go through stuff on the floor without a game hanging in the balance, right? So I'm not flipping out over the fact that they have this has been the worst stretch of this season for them.
Here's the one thing I wonder about that, and you just teed me up for it perfectly. There's time off between games. You know, they get spread out a little bit. You have time.
I mean, the first round, Jeff, takes them like almost 3 weeks to play.
And I wonder, and I'm not looking first round, but I'm wondering, the way a playoff series is built, is that something that would favor the Cavs, or is that something that would more favor the opposition going up against the Cavs? Because the Cavs are a tough team to, you know, the Cavs are on the schedule tonight. We know what they're going to do, but can we stop it? That's a tough thing to match up for on just a, hey, we got them tonight. But I wonder over the course of a series if it becomes a little easier to defend, a little easier to scheme against. And I would tend to think that it might, if you had to go advantage one team or the other, and I don't think it's big, it might give the opposition a little more of an edge than it gives the Cavs, just a little bit in their favor, because the Cavs are a really tough matchup on a nightly basis.
I don't think it hurts the Cavs to have time off in between the games. In fact, I think they've been hurt by not having time off in between games.
That's a good thing for them. I just think it might be a little better for the opposition.
Well, and here, one of the key criticisms of this team in recent years is like lack of adjustments. I don't think Kenny Atkinson's going to have any problem making adjustments. I'm not worried. I'm not worried about strategy. I'm not worried about adjustments. I'm not worried about rotation. They have options. You know, there's going to be a series where they're going to need Isaac Okoro. There's going to be a series where they're going to really need DeAndre Hunter. There's going to be a series where they're going to need Ty Jerome, right? They can. I feel like this is, and I realize this is really insane to say, considering, you know, the 4 years of LeBron, Kevin Love, and, well, a couple of years of Kyrie Irving there. I feel like this might be the most deep, versatile roster the Cavaliers have ever put on a basketball court. And again,
at least in recent years.
Well, I'm going to say in their history. I will even go back to the Doherty, Nance, Elo, Price era, Hot Rod Williams era as well. I feel like
going back far enough.
I feel like, well,
the Miracle team was truly like 10 guys deep.
And how far did they go?
I'm just telling you. You just talked about deep roster. You didn't talk about success in the season. You just talked about a deep roster.
Okay, let me rephrase. This is the deepest roster and most successful deepest roster. How about that? How about that?
Oh, that's probably a little more accurate.
Can I sell that one to you?
That one works. Yeah, that one works.
But you understand where I'm coming from.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's why I just have such supreme confidence in where they're at. The only team that makes me nervous is Boston. But I'm still confident they can beat Boston.
All right. Tell me why they make you nervous and tell me why you're confident next. It's Baskin and Phelps with Daryl right here on The Fan.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.